Den je krásný, den je krásný, den je krásný, den je krásný.
Music from the 1964 Czech cult film musical Starci na chmelu, or The Hop Pickers, by director Ladislav Richman. The sad news was announced earlier this week that Ladislav Richman had died at the age of 84, leaving behind a rich film and TV legacy. He was born in Prague in 1922. Having survived a Nazi concentration camp, after the war he began studies at Charles University's Faculty of Arts, as well as the FAMU Film School, but didn't finish either. While acting and working as a program director in a Prague theatre, he was learning about the film business from his experienced colleagues Bořivoj Zeman and Elmar Klos. Richman made his film debut in 1950 and continued working for the big and small screen up until the mid-1990s. His cinematic career reached its peak in 1964 when his film musical The Hop Pickers, also known in English as The Hop Side Story, became an instant hit, thanks in part to catchy tune by Jiří Bažant, Jiří Malásek and Vlastimil Hála. Written by screenwriter Vratislav Blažek, the romantic story is set on a hop farm where high school students are helping out as seasonal workers. A couple fall in love and are eventually expelled from school for breach of conduct. Film critic Vojtěch Rinda says this Czech film legend bears comparison with Western productions of that era.
It definitely made part of Czech pop culture in a way that Western musicals or Hollywood musicals became part of American pop culture, because the songs from this film are still popular, and the main actor, Vladimír Pucholt, is one of the most popular young Czech actors ever, because he quit acting in an early age, but he remains very well known as this young boy in both Starci na chmelu and one of Miloš Forman's films. So it definitely made a mark in Czech culture, and I think it's the most famous Czech musical ever, which says a lot.
Richman also worked for Czechoslovak television, where as early as in 1958 he came up with a concept of the so-called staged songs, which were nothing other than music videos. Their genre was then simultaneously evolving in other countries, but only became a mainstream format in the 1980s. Film critic Vojtěch Rinda.
I think there's hardly any connection between nowadays Czech music videos and Richman's effort back in 1958 it was, because back then it was a one-off event, improvised. It was basically a filler for a New Year's Eve television program, so we can hardly call him an inventor or revolutionaire in this genre, but it's nice to look back and see there was someone who out of the blue created something that wasn't that common back then.
Dáme si do bytu, dáme si vázu, do vázy kytici, pod vázu stůl.
Ke stolu židlí, kdo židlí má bydlí, každý, kdo bydlí, má starostí půl.
Ke stolu židlí, kdo židlí má bydlí, každý, kdo bydlí, má starostí.
Dáme si do bytu, which was originally sung by actors Josef Beck and Irena Kačírková in a 1958 music video by director Ladislav Richman. After Starci na chmelu, Ladislav Richman went on to shoot a few other very popular films, but none of them achieved the fame of his first film musical. A multi-talented filmmaker, Ladislav Richman tried almost everything there was in the film business, from shorts and documentaries to music videos, TV commercials, feature films and TV dramas. As he said in one newspaper interview, "I was curious to try out everything."
Chodili spolu z čisté lásky a sedmnáct jim bylo.